But there we go. Yeah, I think the reason it was...
Well, that's okay. I'm literally just pressed record for our podcast. Oh, no, it's okay. I mean, Rhodes was like, we're recording right now. And I was like, I mean, I guess. I was going to tell you that Dad called me right now, but... Yeah, I'll talk to you later.
Gosh.
I was just going to tell you that I'm off on Wednesday next week, so I changed it around. Yeah.
Hi, welcome to Every 6 Sec, a Sex and Relationships podcast. From those least qualified to talk about it. I'm your co-host, Rhodes Conover.
I'm your other co-host, Marina Conover. Hey.
And I'm your third host, Robert Conover.
He doesn't sound like that. I wonder if people could hear it. I was trying to hold it near the microphone. I was like,
I couldn't hear it. For whatever it's worth, I could not hear it. So we'll see if it comes through on your recording or not.
Okay, great.
Hi, welcome to Every 6 Sec, Sex and Relationships podcast from those least qualified to talk about it. I'm your co-host, Rhodes Conover.
I'm a co-host, Marina Conover.
Yay!
Got a lot of energy up in here.
Yeah, and though that we have a lot of energy and though we have the same last name, we are not, in fact, married. We are not that. We're brother and sister, just to make that really clear. I feel like those people who are listening to this show have probably already heard the first 6 episodes, so I'd be a little surprised if they didn't know that by now. But I just wanted to make it really clear because we've gotten a lot of weird fan mail about it. So
we haven't, but can I tell you the fan mail we did get?
We have fan mail?
No, we don't have, no. Come on. But we do have a review on iTunes. Ooh!
A review. Oh, awesome. That's you told me about that. And
we have a review. Thanks.
We have a review.
Listener CB4545 for your 5-star review or 0 stars. It's one of those.
5 stars. Oh, yeah, it's true. 0 or 5 stars.
I can't
that's
tell
true.
On the website. But
I don't think you can rate something 0 stars. So I think today's a good day.
Okay. Well. Then I think we got a 5-star review. Well, that means we're a 5-star podcast.
Yeah.
Can I read the review to you?
Yes, please.
Okay. I think it's probably one of your friends who wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you'll be able to guess who it is. The title of the review is The Shrugging Emoticon.
The Shrugging Emoticon?
You know, like the little guy with the arms and the side-eye smile. He's like, I guess.
That's
the title
hilarious.
Of the review.
Like, I guess if this is what you're into.
And the review, again, I think it's 5 stars, and it reads, I was definitely certainly paid to say this, but they're not as bad as they could be. It's a good review. So thanks. I appreciate that a lot.
Woo!
Isn't that like the best? That's such a good review. Thank you, reviewer. Listener.
Thank you, CB something something. I forgot the rest of it.
Sort of probably Rhodes' friend somewhere. Someone that
probably.
Rhodes goes to school with, probably. That's awesome. Yeah. Thanks, dog.
Thank you. I feel like some of the work we've been doing has maybe been for naught, but a little less now.
I mean, somebody
nice.
Like felt enough about it to write a review, and that shrug is good.
Yeah. Yeah, a shrug is a very good sign, frankly.
Yeah, well, and also writing a review is pretty good. I'm a jackass. I listen to podcasts and I go, this is my favorite, and I never write a review because I'm lazy. And also, I tried one time and iTunes was like, I don't understand how to do this. So then I was like, okay, fine.
I've never written an iTunes review either, don't worry.
I do want to apologize to any listeners who, if you can hear the truck outside my window, my neighbors are drug dealers, so... What are you going to do?
That's funny.
I mean, it is really funny. Like 10 o'clock at night when I can't sit on the wall that we share. Otherwise, I'm going to get a contact high.
But my favorite part is that it's a truck. Like they deal in like truckloads.
Oh, no, there's just a lot of... They just have a lot of... I mean, I don't want to be slanderous. On a public forum.
Absolutely.
I don't know their situation.
Yeah,
I
no,
just
absolutely.
Do know that they have a lot of friends who come over for like 5 minutes. And oftentimes they have the friend that will come over has another friend sitting in the car that's still running outside while the other person just goes in for a little quick 5-minute visit to see how the kids are doing and how the incense smells.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just
leave.
You know. And then they leave. Yeah. And
but that dialogue is over at that point. So why would you continue?
That's all that you needed. All you needed was to drive over here for a 5-minute little convo, and then,
and then book it.
And then book it with your little bag of fun that's just kind of like a friend thing. Like they were just like, "Do you want a plastic bag with nothing in it?" And they were like, "Yeah, you know what? I wasn't thinking I was going to get that when I came here, but now that you mention it, since we're such good friends.
In fact, I would like a ball of tinfoil for my son. Yes, I would.
Is that a way that drugs get moved?
No, it's a different reference. It's a reference to Arrested Development, where she's...
Please explain the joke. It's funny when you do that.
Never mind. I'm not going to.
This is a sex and relationship podcast.
From those least qualified to talk about it, because we asexual.
We're asexual.
Yeah, so I had an interesting proposition someone threw to me this week. They said that, you know, in modern culture, we have homophobia, which is, you know, like this, I'm gonna phrase it incredibly incorrectly, but basically just like people who hate gay people because they don't understand them, basically, and they're scared of them.
And also maybe just because they're jackasses.
And that too. For sure. But then someone said, okay, and I was mentioning
I think it's mainly because they're jackasses. Do you honestly think that there's like, I just don't understand. Like, you don't understand what? Like, you don't understand what it is. You don't understand what love is. Like, this person loves somebody, and that person is this person. And that's what it, like, there's nothing that's hard to understand. If you can, like, conceptualize the idea of caring about another person, like, you can understand what, like, being gay is. It's not difficult, like, intellectually to grasp. You're just an asshole.
It's not, I don't think it's a intellectual understanding so much as like a relate to other person type understanding. Like, I agree. I don't think there's anyone out there who's like, you know what, I just conceptually don't understand the idea of a penis based creature being interested in another penis based creature. I don't think that's the issue. I think the issue is more of don't relate to them. Like, they don't understand how they operate in the world, which is crazy because it's very similar to everybody. And that's the understanding I think I'm referring to here. But, like, for some reason, that's what they can't, like, it doesn't
comprehend. I should be extremely homophobic because I'm like, listen, I don't understand how people with penises, or just, I don't understand how any couple can love each other and want to do sex
things.
They
have the same genitals. Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter what kind of genitals are involved. I just don't understand how anyone is interested in genitals at all. So, you know, I don't know. Once you understand the concept of, like, you know, people are interested in sex, I just feel like it's not hard.
I mean,
he's
maybe
interested
something...
in sex with him. She's interested in sex with them. Like, it's not hard. Just like,
yeah, maybe I just don't, maybe we just don't understand why it's confusing because we also don't understand it at all. I'm not sure. I have no idea. I'm not defending homophobes. That's shitty. Don't be a homophobe. But the person I was talking to and said, so if it's homophobe, that's interesting. Like, I was talking about the podcast in particular, and we talked about, you know, homophobia exists, and I brought up how, like, in a lot of cases, actually, asexuals in history, not to the degree maybe that gay people have been, but they've definitely been things like, you know, asexual people have been put in mental hospitals for, you know, being asexual because clearly they're broken or something. We talked about that at various points. And we talked about what would the word be for that, and I think we settled on aphobia, and I think that's amazing.
I think that is what it's called. Yeah.
Is it really?
I mean, I think so.
That's such a good title,
aphobia
though.
Or aphobia, sure.
Yeah, he's aphobic. He's just afraid. He's just afraid
he's got
in general.
One fear.
And it's of everything.
And it's me.
I got 99 problems, and they all be you. Because you're asexual, I don't understand that. But I just thought that was crazy. This idea that, like, it was like, oh yeah, he has aphobia.
Yeah, it sounds like you have.
I'm not sure which one.
Yeah,
but he's got one at least.
He definitely has at least one.
Don't we all? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So that was interesting.
Ugh,
anyway,
sorry,
let's get to
I started just thinking about my deepest fears, and I was like, maybe I can make a joke, and then I was like, no, you can't really. Your deepest fears aren't that funny.
Let's not talk about deepest fears. That sounds not fun.
It's not actually that fun. It just makes everyone really sad. All right, cool. Good times on this podcast. Wow.
Next
you know
up,
what, though? Unfortunately, no. I think we kind of are going to get into some deepest fears. Maybe a little smidge. Just maybe like a smidge of fears.
Okay.
Because what I wanted to talk about this week was like the future.
Oh, no.
Like, well, sort of the future. Sort of like your, you as an ace dude. Okay, step back. This is what, episode 7? Yes. Oh, and like, shout out if you listened to episode 6 and the first week it was up and you got to hear that part where I edited it bad and there's just like 30 seconds of silence in the center. That's a fun little Easter egg that I'm trying to fix right now.
Yeah, but, yeah, it's gonna be on Wikipedia in a few years. Those who really pay attention.
On the every 6 sexopedia.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Everyone has their own opedia now.
It's on our fan club. It'll be like a important question on the entering form. So what were we talking about this week, Myrna? You had a plan.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, dating. Because this is dating. Episode 7. Episode 3. Episode 4, something like that. There's an episode back there that we had to record like 3 times because the first time was really boring and uninteresting. And the second time we shouted at each other for like an hour.
Yeah, it was great.
So we had to re-record it because it was just like Rhodes saying stuff and me being like, that doesn't make sense. And he being like, it does. And me being like, rah. And it was just awful. It was really bad. Yeah. And so we had to delete it, but we talked in that episode, somehow we got into the concept of dating and our viewpoints on that, and I think it's interesting stuff to talk about if we can do it without screaming at each other, which I think is better possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I think
possible.
I'm in a good place for that, hopefully.
So it's sort of like, I feel like dating in the future is kind of all wrapped up together for us at the moment since we're both single, and it's just kind of like, you know, so talking about dating is sort of talking about your future because that's a possibility for your future. So sort of like doing that, like, what do we feel about dating as an ace person and what can you imagine that would look like for you in the future if that happened and that kind of stuff. Dating stuff. Dating as an ace person. Is it a thing that could happen? You tell us. .com.
Wait,
wow.
No.
2 dots. Well, I'm going to let you talk.
Yeah. Well, no. The website is actually youtellusdot.com. It's exactly. A little confusing.
It's,
I know, but
it's
how we got
to
do it.
Specifically, we're trying to reach Dorothy's. People who are, birth name was Dorothy and they go by a nickname now and we want to know what they think.
They think, yeah. And also, just in case, because it's become increasingly relevant for some reason, the Department of Transportation has just gotten really invested in that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So
yeah.
We thought we'd bring them in on that, so...
If you work there, that's fine too.
And also, we do like polkas, but we really prefer polka dots, so we thought we'd make that clear.
Gotta disagree. I know that you don't care about my opinion because I'm not a Dorothy who goes by a shortened name, but I like
absolutely.
Just a regular old polka. Like, I like a good Weird Al Yankovic style polka sometimes, you know?
So you prefer that to a polka dot? Gotcha. See, I just feel like the ultimate scenario is if you get a Dorothy with a shortened name to perform in a Weird Al Yankovic music video, and then a polka dot is the best possible outcome for your life. And that's just what I'm advocating for. But if you don't like that, I get that.
You know, okay, I'll take that too.
All right.
What do you think? Let us know at .. I don't remember. Let's fucking talk about
you tell us .com, right? It's not that hard. You tell us .com.
You tell us .com. Oh, man. If I was a cool person who bought domains, I would buy that.
Just on the spot. Yeah, if I had money. Yeah, if I had money, I'd do that too. And maybe one day I will have money. Speaking of one day. Maybe we're getting better at this. So, yeah. Future. My future at this moment in my life is the least defined it's ever been, ever.
Oh, let me just, are you graduating college?
Yes.
Oh, now it makes sense.
See, everyone, all the college audience, all the college and young adult listeners out there, the maybe 2 of you, probably all just went, yep, I totally relate. And then Marina did that whole thing, and you're like, yeah, now we get it. Can you not, like, double explain it?
Okay,
but for all those middle-aged
to
old people out there, but all the middle-aged old people who are listening to the podcast, you know, all
you know
zero
who those
of them.
Are? It's our parents, and you just called them old to their face.
I didn't call them old. They're not in the old demographic, but apparently to you they are. So I think you just did that.
Middle-aged people listening?
Yeah. That mom and dad aren't middle-aged or old.
Wait, what?
They're like...
Young?
Chill hipsters. They're like chill hipsters.
Oh my god, I really want to watch Dad. Like, I want Dad to get a handlebar mustache that he curls up with mustache wax and wear like giant like blocky glasses and suspenders everywhere and talk about how it was better before the movie or whatever shit. Oh, that's amazing.
Better before the movie?
Yeah, you know, the band.
Oh, okay.
One Direction. Before their movie came out. I'm sure there was a movie about One Direction at some point.
Right? They haven't had the, it's like a cash grab. I'm sure it's they so had one. Man, hold on. Let me Google that.
No, you don't have to. It did happen. Really I'm know. Confident.
I don't. What is it called? I don't accidentally like walk into see
movie,
it.
The show.
One Direction. Wow, it was 2013.
That sounds about right, dude.
They were famous then.
Yeah.
When did they become a thing, Marina? When did they get formed?
I know that at least 2012. Like that's when That's What Makes You Beautiful was a thing.
Okay. 2010 was when they were on the X Factor.
Yeah, 2012 they had reached the masses. Wow. 2013 they were huge, and then I don't know, one of them left. Which one? Zion?
Zayn Malik.
I pronounce his name very good, like a person who knows what's up.
Mm-hmm. Harry Styles went on to be in a movie.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
Dunkirk, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was the worst movie I've ever seen. Like, it did what it wanted to do.
You're basically better than Hurricane Heist, Raves, Rhodes, Conover.
It is. I think it is. I haven't seen Hurricane Heist, but I'm going to take a leap of faith in my Christopher Nolan buddy.
That Hurricane Heist is better. I bet it is. A lot more fun.
Yeah, I'm going to take a... no.
Rhodes?
Yeah.
Can we talk about dating?
Yeah. Okay, so my future as of right now is a bit unpredictable. You know,
Are you graduating from college? Because it's hard. Sorry. I'm really sorry.
Are you?
Yeah, I really am, actually. Please talk. I won't.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So my life is pretty unpredictable right now, and it's because I'm graduating from college. Like, you just had to wait another second, and I would have told the audience. Mm-hmm. You did not two times.
I'm a bad person. I know. I'm sorry. Please just talk. I'm so bad. I'm sorry.
I'm graduating college. When I was, you know, a kid, I think we can all kind of relate to this. As a kid, you just keep going to school, and then eventually they just tell you to go to college. And so your life's kind of set. Like, you don't know which college, but you're going to go to college. It's kind of like what everyone tells you. I'm not saying you're bad if you don't. In fact, you probably shouldn't go to college at this point.
Don't go to college.
Don't go to college. But, like, everyone is kind of told from a young age.
Stay out of school, kids.
Yeah. Well, I'm not super into the drug scene, but you do you. I don't care what you do with your life. Just make it one that's yours.
I mean, I think it's going to be a greater... I think eating some edibles is going to give you a greater return on investment than going to college.
Oh, boy. That's getting brutally true by the second. Oh, boy. Man, I need to reevaluate some life choices I've made.
I mean, like, at least when you spend the money, you're getting something out of it. You're getting a brownie.
Thank you. I'm very considering burning my college degree upon receipt. So that's exciting. Anyway,
I don't know where mine is.
Good for you. Fuck that thing.
I think it might be in mom and dad's house.
That's pretty funny.
I don't know.
But the point is, I'm graduating college, and you know, prior to this, I've always had like a plan. And then I was supposedly just going to get a job, but I left, and now I can't get a job, no matter how hard I try. So I'm just going to move back in with my parents until I can get a job, .. So we're going to see how that works out. But based on that situation, my future is kind of like... dependent on where my life goes. Like it's so undefined. But knowing my like professional future will definitely impact, you know, any romantic future I might have.
Well, sure. But also like the cool thing about like dating, I think one of the cool things is that you can date people and there's people almost literally everywhere. So, you know, the possibility of dating is still open no matter where you move, kind of, because, like, people do exist in many places.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not moving to, like, Wyoming. I'm not moving to the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just moving to Kansas.
I'm just moving to Kansas. So it's not that bad.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. But the thing about, I actually have been dealing with this theme of this recently. Me and my friends have actually come across this too. We've both been talking about this concept of, you know, in high school and college and school, you're exposed to people on a daily basis and you interact with them on a daily basis. You're kind of forced to. Mm-hmm. And then that often, especially in college environments where you're doing homework together, turns into friendships kind of naturally without having to invest much mm-hmm. time. And usually my friendships come out of, or usually my relationships, or at least two for two relationships, have come from friendships that turned into romantic relationships. So going into the real world and not really having environments that are going to force me into interaction with people my age who I might be interested in romantically, I'm not really sure what's going to happen in that regard. Mm-hmm. Where before it could just kind of pop up. It seems like going forward, if I do want a romantic relationship, I'm going to have to be a lot more active in making sure it becomes a thing. Mm-hmm. Which right now isn't very intimidating because I'm not very interested in a romantic relationship at this point in my life, at this stage. So it's not really bothering me, but I wonder if in a little bit of time, a couple months, maybe a couple years, if that interest will resurge and I'll find myself in an uncomfortable position of trying to figure out how to get myself back in the world, which is, I'm sure, a problem everyone else relates to, because it's like the premise of 9 out of 10 rom-coms. Oh, I'm trying to get back in the dating scene, says one of lead characters. So like that's basically me in 2 years probably. But I don't have any specifics because I'm kind of limited in that regard. So that's kind of me at the moment.
Gotcha. I mean,
yeah.
Right. The thing is that like, you're right. It becomes harder to find like people to date when you're not in high school anymore. But I would argue it's not just because it's harder to find people today. Again, it's because it's hard to make friends just like in general, like because mm-hmm. I would also mm-hmm. agree that in many cases you want to like, you're friends with somebody and then maybe that, especially, I mean, this might not be true for most people, but definitely for like you and me and presumably the like ace people listening or the demisexual people listening, like it's definitely for me the only path to like wanting to date somebody is getting to know them really well first. So like it's yep. gotta be friends to something
100%.
Else if I want to ever get to something else. So the problem, you know, once you graduate school and you're not going to like school anymore, is sort of like it's you're not even making friends, not, you know, so you're certainly not finding folks to date. You're just yep. you know, you got, I think you just gotta have friends.
First. Yeah, that's the first step. And the real world just is not built for that. Especially in Kansas.
Yeah, that's so been my trouble so far.
Yeah.
Right. But I mean, like, do you imagine like that's something you want? Like when you look out in your life and you imagine like you being like an old and wizened and like dying, and you do you want to have in your life like you know, having somebody that you know, dated or do you want to get married, do you think?
I've basically decided there are two principal paths that my life will probably end up taking based off of what I've been doing and thinking and acting like for the last 5 to 10 years. And the two possibilities are the pretty traditional storyline of guy meets girl, falls in love, and then gets married, probably avoids kids like the plague, and then dies.
I'm sorry, I just had a little. Kids are the plague. They're wonderful. I love them so much.
Are the plague of this planet, though. Really?
Children?
So.
No, not like. I mean, yeah, that's also true. Like,
also,
you know,
that's
humanity
true.
Is
I know
destroying
you meant something
the planet, but also like children are full of disease and germs, and like if
yeah,
they. Oh my God, hanging out with kids. Yeah. Like anytime I see them, I'm like, oh, well, I guess I'm going to have a cold and another cold and another cold and another cold all on top of each other in the space of a week because I saw those kids yesterday. Like, dang, yep. kids are yep. the plague. They just, they're full
kill
of
you.
Germs. Ooh,
they
oh,
kill
God,
you.
God, I haven't gotten
they
over.
Find,
what?
They find ways to get germs inside your body at all
oh,
costs.
Yeah.
That is their default status.
Like, yeah, that's their whole thing. And one of the ways they do it is by like, just fully like putting everything in their mouths and then mm-hmm. also putting everything in your mouth.
Yes.
So.
See, my whole thing is like, if kids are this good at trying to kill me and to get germs into my body, I feel like we could just use them as a way to fight cancer. Like, use children's, like, as a way to just inject cancer, like things that kill can no things that kill cancer. Kind of like how we're like, oh, we should make our make little robots that just target the cancer, or make or turn a disease into something that fights cancer itself.
Yeah, that's kind of ridiculous. No.
Just make a kid do it.
Right.
Like they're so good at getting in there.
Instead of having nanobots that you like inject into you to fight cancer, you're suggesting that you make nanobots that you inject into kids for them to sneeze onto your glasses and reflect back into your eye. That has nanobots in it that fights cancer. Like, is what you're saying.
I'm suggesting that we give kids access to very advanced medical equipment and just see what happens.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm down. That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we don't really know what's going to go down, but they're very good at messing with things inside our body. So I feel like just give it a go. Like, maybe we'll end up with a couple zombies, sure, but maybe we cure cancer. I don't hear anyone else in the community who's suggesting that. Oh shit, I just got a text message from the FBI that said stay right there. That's a meme. Did you not get my meme joke?
You mean like the FBI agent that's on your computer?
Yeah, and you say something smart and they're like, wait a minute, stay right there, we're gonna come get
you. That version, you okay. Have... okay, is that the version that's going on your corner of the internet?
Yeah, like stay right there, that. You're a genius, we're gonna come like, oh like you solved the problem.
No, okay, so the version that's around on my Tumblr that I curate is that whoever, like the FBI agent who's watching from the other side of your computer is mostly saying things like, what the fuck are you doing? Or like, you need to go to bed. Or like, you've eaten a whole bag of Cheetos, you need to get off of your computer. Like kind of responses from the FBI agents that I know about. I would love to be congratulated for my smart ideas, but I mostly just post about how sad I am, so.
No, I get that. That's why I just don't post, because like everyone knows it already.
Yeah, it's there. Everyone gets
it. Yeah, it's pretty clear. So wait, what were we talking about in regards to dating?
Shoot. Before we started like trying to explain memes to each other, the best kind of podcasting.
Kansas. We talked about Kansas. Now terrible.
No. I was asking you if you imagined, like if you would like to have
a
significant other in your life at some point, if you hope that happens for you.
Gotcha. So it's one of the two theories. The first one's the pretty traditional, like get married, live a long time, avoid kids like the plague. Cue talk about kids being the plague. The other one is I don't ever get married ever and I die young. And both of those sound wonderfully good. Mm-hmm. But I think it kind of depends on how good of a person kind of falls into my life.
Right. I get that. Like you're saying all these things about like, you don't know what's going to happen. I know you don't know what's going to happen. I'm asking like, what do you want? Would you want to have somebody? And obviously the person that you would have in this like fantasy scenario would be like a good, cool person. Like, would you like to have a good, cool person that you marry and like have in your life all the time? Or do you not really have an interest?
I mean, as of right now, I mean, this changes. I remember like in between previous relationships, this changed. But as of now, I probably prefer going it alone. But I know I felt that for a while after breaking up the first time, and then that changed to not wanting that. But I'm not sure if that was just a change in like personal spirit or a change in just like I found another cool person and I wanted to be around them more. And so that like induced that second belief becoming more like intense. So I honestly don't know. But if I had to like make a best call as of today, based on my current feelings, I'd prefer the latter, the going alone and dying at 35.
Oof.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, I don't feel bad about that. Everyone else is always like, oh, that's so depressing. I'm like, no, it sounds great.
Oh God, no. I was like, I'm tapping out at 30.
Yeah, 35. Honestly,
you can make it to 35, I'm impressed, dog.
Honestly, I said 35 just so it would sound a little less aggressive. 30 sounds great.
I'm getting there, dog. I'm knocking on that door. I got less than 5 years on the planet. Let's do it.
Ooh, yeah, let's do it. 8 for me is a lot, but like that's just high school and college. I can probably make it that long.
If I have to, I guess.
If I have to. Gives it a fair shot for things to get better, you know?
That seems likely.
It's not going to happen, but at least I can say
I know sarcastic. I'm sure that seems likely.
That seems like a thing that will probably happen. Not. go ahead. What are you saying?
No, that's all right.
What about you? What are you seeing in your future?
Oh, thanks.
Unless
for
you have
finally,
more things.
You know what? I'm glad that you asked me because we've been talking for 30 minutes and I didn't think we were going to make it to me.
No, I know. I just wanted to get really into me.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I love getting really into you, me. My brother.
Mm. Mm-hmm. We're not married, just a reminder.
So actually, I have different... When we had our shouting conversation, we were coming from different perspectives. And part of it, I think, is because you're kind of in this vein of like, you know what, I'm good without anybody. And like, I'm good without anybody. I'm an introverted person. I have social anxiety. Like, I'm bad at getting to make friends, and like hanging out with people that I don't know very well is really stressful for me. And like, so I hate all of that. So I'm certainly not like, let me get out there and, as you put it, get into the dating scene. I don't even know what that is. And it sounds awful to be a part of, but I do like kind of, I would really like if I had a person, like I would really like to have somebody. And actually, I was on Tumblr, somebody posted a post called "It'd Be Nice to Be Someone's Person," and kind of just posted a lot of tags. It's a person that I really like on Tumblr, "Don't Offend the Bees" at Tumblr, with dashes in between all that. Don't offend the bees, dashes. Anyway,
I will dash be dash back .org
.com.
Yes.
and they wrote this post that just really was like exactly the things that I feel about it. And I was like, well, last time I tried to talk to Rhodes about this, we shouted at each other. So maybe this time this person seems to be expressing it pretty well and not shouting. So let me try this. They said I could share it. So I'm going to read some of the stuff here because I think it's actually very much like the concept of what it is that I'm hoping for and what dating would mean for me. The person describes getting kind of lonely in life, not like that they don't have any friends or anyone to talk to, but kind of lonely in a certain way. Even though they do have a lot of friends, and here, let me now quote, "It may be the best I ever get because I'm not always particularly romantic and like my own space and may never want to have sex, but I'd like to be someone's person. Like the first person they think of a lot of the time, who they wish they could see whenever they're feeling kind of blue, and who they do all kinds of inconvenient shit for because they don't want me to be sad. And it's kind of hypocritical because I don't know if I'd managed to behave the same way for long, but I guess I want to feel, I don't know, loved and cherished somehow. Like someone will just kind of hold me and be close to me and not want to be anywhere else for a while. I want to be that person they always think of when they see weird shit in shops. I want to be the person to someone who knows me in real life and still wants to stick around. I want to be thought of. I want to be held. I want to be loved." Is the gist of that post. Kind of sad because it is, you know, all longing. But that's exactly what I'm thinking about when I'm thinking about what dating would be like for me. I think of it as like pretty much a really close friendship because, again, like I'm not particularly interested in like the sex or the like, you know, the physical aspects of what dating would entail. But this is exactly like, it's like having the very best friend. And I would love to have a very best friend. I have really close relationships with my family, you know, you and our parents and our sister. And I have close loving relationship with you guys. But y'all also have your own people. So sometimes, you know, when you don't have a specific person for you, the way that our society works a lot, there's just like the one person for somebody else. And if all of your other people have people and you don't have a person, it's like, but I want a person. I want somebody that like wants to be around. The concept of like just having somebody to come home and like tell boring stories about my day, and I'll hear boring stories about their day, and like we'll watch TV or something, like that would be awesome. Someone to share life with, you know?
Yeah.
Which is what people talk about when they're talking about marriage stuff. But obviously, that's not something that I can just kind of go out and be like, so, hey, does anyone here want to, like, just chill out on a couch with me and just kind of, like, be cool with each other and, like, care about each other a lot?
Until we die?
Yeah.
Anyone down?
And, like, you know, that's another thing, too, where, like, we kind of talked about this when we were getting into our little argument about dating. And, like, I know you and me both were sort of raised with this idea that, like, you're dating for the purpose of wanting to marry somebody. And I do think that that's, like, a good goal. Like, when you're dating, you should be thinking, we're going to do this indefinitely. Like, that's part of what makes that relationship so, like, special, is that you both feel like you can be vulnerable because you both are believing that this person's going to stick around. Like, the sticking around is pretty important. But I also feel like it's not a bad thing. Like, if the relationship isn't working out I don't think it's like, oh, you failed. You know, like, I don't think it's like you made a mistake by getting into this relationship. I think like that's fine. And like, look, you had a person for like 3 years or whatever that like you would have gone through those 3 years alone, and you had someone there, and like it hurts when that goes away. But like anything that like hurts when you lose it, that doesn't mean that like having it when you had it was a mistake. So
yeah, I get you. I think sometimes it can be a mistake, but not inherently because it didn't end in marriage.
I mean, I don't know, dude. I don't know. I mean, what's a mistake about like dating somebody and then it didn't work out?
I mean, if it doesn't work out because you realize they're actually abusive, stuff like that. Which I think is pretty intuitive.
But that's not because dating is inherently dangerous, because abusive people are dangerous. You know, like that's more about like you don't want to date someone abusive, not you don't want to date anybody.
Yeah, but I think there's also like I personally believe there's like an intense emotional connection that comes from relating someone like that.
Yeah.
And like the loss that comes with that isn't something that we should try to experience. I guess I don't think you should try to experience it,
but I don't think that the fear of having sadness is a good reason to cut yourself off until you're certain as you can be that this thing will end in happiness. You know what I mean?
That's fair. I guess what if I'm remembering the conversation we had before, the main thing I think I was trying to hit on is just like, I don't try to date casually with people. I don't just say, let's date now, because like, it's such a big thing. That kind of connection, that kind of intimacy, that I don't want to do that unless I really trust that person going in.
Sure.
Or I think a lot of people don't do that. I think a lot of people go into the relationship with the intention of just dating somebody.
Yeah.
I think that's a mistake.
Well,
I think that is the mistake. Not the fact that it breaks up. The fact that it goes in with the wrong mentality is what I think is the mistake.
I think though that when you're talking about a situation like that, where it's like the question is, God, I just worded really bad. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I think that when people are kind of casually dating, the dating isn't what I'm describing. Like, it's dating is sort of this weird thing that people do, I guess, like that normal straight people do or whatever, or like, you know, not asexual people do, because they're also interested in all this other like sort of more romantic or more like physical type of a interaction as well. But I don't think that like, you know, just like people say, like you don't necessarily like sleep with someone on the first date. Like, you're not bearing your soul and committing to this person on your first date either. Dating is sort of just like a way of getting to know somebody, just like kind of hanging out with friends would be, I feel like. Except also maybe you might like kiss.
Gotcha.
But I don't think people who casually date are just being like, hey, let me like assume that we're going to be together forever and like bear our souls and like really get deep in it.
I get you.
Of knowing each other,
the intent by going into the relationship just like we're gonna see what happens, I think is what I don't like. I don't think, and that's just,
but
maybe
isn't
just
that what happens
like
in any relationship?
I that's really poorly worded is the issue, so you're hearing a different thing than I mean, because I communicated poorly.
Well, I just think like, that maybe your impression of dating is a little bit different than what someone who says that they're casually dating is doing. You know,
I really don't think I am, personally. From like, I've heard a lot of different people talk about what casual dating looks like, and I'm just not explaining it very well right now. It's what I feel like, and I could be wrong. But I feel like entering in, even if it's casual in nature, like this idea of just like we're going to see each other, and there's some sort of inherent question about our future, maybe, or about even if you don't know the answer, that's fine. That's different than saying, cause like, I feel like casual dating is entering into this, like, you know, potentially romantic thing is the best way I'm to phrase that, I think, which has the word thing in it. You're entering into potentially romantic thing. And it doesn't carry that much of a degree of, like commitment or seriousness to it. Uh-huh. And I don't like that. I think,
how do you hang out with friends though?
What do you mean?
Like if a friend was like, do you want to go see a movie? Would you be like, well, I don't know if we're committed enough to each other to do that?
Yes, I have done that many times, basically. Not
so
in those
words.
So how
do you get to know that friend better?
You hang out with them just in various circumstances.
And what if that circumstance is like getting dinner and going to a movie?
Well, they haven't been in my experience. So this is about very based off my own experience, for sure.
No, but I guess I'm just saying, like, you're saying that you think it's bad to date if you're not certain, too bad to get into a relationship that isn't certain. It's like, that's friendships too, though.
But not really. Like how a friendship develops for me is, and this is obviously based on my schooling experience, because I can't effectively see outside that, is like, you know, you go to classes and you see a person, they maybe make you laugh a couple times, or they say something interesting that you think is worth talking about. Maybe one day after class, you start talking to them about that thing and you go, oh, cool, we have a similar interest. That's awesome. And then, you know, over time, that similar interest might, you know, grow some type of connection between the two of you of some sort. And then at some point down the line, maybe you say, hey, let's see the movie, the common interest of our movie, or let's go play that board game. And then you go do that thing. At that stage in the process, I'm like 50-50 on whether or not I say yes to that, usually in friendship scenarios, or even less than that. If I don't like the person at that stage at all, like they have to really sell me.
That if you don't like the person, like if it's the same thing, but they're asking you on a date, if you don't like them at all, you're not going to go on the date either, dude. Stuff also.
I guess it's like, it's just a lot higher of a standard that I carry between dating and, the friendship thing. I guess that high standard difference, really, when it comes down to it, is this idea that if I look at the person and say, there's no way I could ever marry you, it just doesn't happen. Where friendship is also a very high standard for me, but the dating thing is just a lot higher. And I don't have the ability, I guess, to see if I could ever potentially be in a relationship with you until I know you better than I do a friend. And that would be, I think, the qualitative difference that I experience. And that's how I think the best way to operate is. But I totally acknowledge that, like, the world is crazy and weird and different. So
yeah, I think that I've, like, had a similar feeling to you, feeling as you do now at one point. But then I was like, dating someone's just a way to get to know them. Like, it's just like, for me, it's just like getting to know a friend. It's just in a different context. And it's the same thing, because like deciding like, yeah, let's go out to have dinner, there's no sort of like, and we'll get married, like not at this point. It's kind of just like, we're getting to know each other. Yeah. And if like we actually aren't that interested in getting to know each other and better after this dinner, then that's fine. We don't have to. And if we are, then we can keep doing that. And then maybe at some point I'll know you well enough that I could actually be like, oh, now we're seriously dating, as opposed to just like going on dates.
See, I think the thing where I think it's a little different, though, from what you just said, is the fact that definitely to an extent, like a heightened degree in first dates type scenarios or dates compared to friendship hangouts or whatever, there's just a heightened expectation and understanding that people will, there's a word, I'm not remembering it. I know there's a nice way to put this, or not even necessarily a nice way, but like genuinely a better way to put it, like misrepresent themselves. Like they'll try to put the best foot forward, maybe. And I don't really think that those situations lend themselves to actually getting to know a person as well. So I don't like dating. Like how many times have I seen on the internet, like a BuzzFeed article? It's like how to present yourself on the first date. And it's like,
don't you also want to present yourself well on a first hanging out with a friend too? Cause like you want to have a friend.
I want to represent myself genuinely, and if they don't like it, that's fine. But I don't think I genuinely. Yeah, but
you
want to
like genuinely represent yourself well. Like you don't want to like be a,
not really
be an
no,
accidental
I want...
jerk. Like you don't want to show up and like be like just you know in a bad mood and be shitty. Like you want to be good. Like you want I want to be good at making friends. Like I want to be the best me that I could be.
Well, I think, but that's, I think that like not being an asshole basically is true, in any type of social interaction, regardless of whether it's the first time I'm interacting with the person or someone I've seen for a really long time. In fact, I didn't have a follow-up. I said, in fact, for no reason.
Okay, good. Okay. Well, listen, I don't know that this is very interesting. And I also think that there's just like some sort of like disconnect.
Yes.
In what we're talking about, which is like we're tired of talking about different things, I feel like, but you're going to be like, no, I don't think so. And I'm going to be like, yeah, I think we are. And then we're just going to do that forever. But we have been talking for like 45 minutes.
Absolutely true. So if you're driving your car right now and you're thinking, my God, this has gotten boring, good news for you, we're going to stop.
And hopefully I edited some of it because I don't know. I was getting bored. But I'm not very good at editing.
Well, sorry if we bored you, audience. And definitely sorry that I bored you, Marina.
It's interesting. It's interesting, boring. Sort of, except for the part where, again, it just seems like you're talking about something but I'm talking about something else. So like, as you keep talking about your thing, I'm like, well, I'm gonna let you talk, but also I don't think that you're talking about what I'm talking about. So all the stuff you're saying is like fine, but not relevant to what I'm talking about. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe. I still feel like I'm talking about the same thing, but
right. I said that's what you're gonna say. Don't say it. I know. I know that you do. I don't. Anyway. Anyway. Interesting, but not that interesting.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rhodes. I guess that's sort of the tagline of the podcast.
Interesting, but not interesting.
Interesting, thanks. But not that interesting. So, recap. You don't think dating is cool. I think you don't know what I'm talking about when I say dating. And that's relevant to asexuality.
Yeah.
End of the podcast?
Good podcast.
No, it was bad. Because, okay, here's the thing. This is what I was hoping we would be talking about a little bit. Was sort of the... Because I feel like there's an idea that, like, if you're asexual, you would never want to have... You would not be interested in ever getting married or ever dating or anything at all. And I don't think that's true for a lot of asexual people. I think a lot of asexual people would share my feelings and the feelings of Don't Offend the Bees on Tumblr that actually we do want to have a somebody, but we don't necessarily want to have a somebody in the same way that other people might want that, or like, you know, non-asexual people might want that. And I do, here's breaking news, my computer is at 69%.
Ah, nice.
Nice. So yeah, I guess just like the capper of like my side of the story, which again was sorely underrepresented, Rhodes, Mr. Talks a lot, is that, yeah, like you can be asexual and be happy to be like just on your own forever. And like, that's cool and good. And you like your time by yourself, but you can also want to have somebody to share your life with, and especially have a hard time at trying to figure out how to have somebody to share your life with, because you are missing out on this thing that seems so fundamental to everybody else's like person relationship.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. I'm glad we discussed it and try to nail home that important theme at the end. So that's nice.
Cool isn't the word I would use to describe the sadness that I feel, but I'm glad it's the one that you can feel comfortable using to describe my angst.
yes, exactly.
Okay, great.
Thanks for listening to Every 6 Sec.
Yeah.
The Sex and Relationship Podcast, and at least qualified to talk about it.
God, have we set that now like the third time for the episode? Like, that's our thing. That's the thing that it is. It's this thing.
Yes, we have.
Okay,
say,
great.
Say your line.
You can send us an email at every6sec@gmail.com if you want. You can hit us up at our Tumblr.
Or our Twitter.
Oh my God, that's right. You made a Twitter. I'm so proud of you. I didn't think that would ever gonna happen.
It did, but it basically isn't a real thing, so that's good.
But it exists. So
it does exist.
You
hit us up.
Twitter, and you want to shoot a question or a comment or whatever, or like a subject topic, because I feel like you and me are gonna run out of stuff to say soon.
Yeah.
So if you got a different perspective and you want to talk about some different things, or you're interested in us talking about some stuff, shoot us a you know a thing that people shoot, not a bullet, a message.
Don't shoot us a bullet. Yeah, a message.
Twitter, also, Tumblr, Gmail. That'd be cool.
Also, I'd like to throw this out there. I made the first tweet for us on March 23rd, and it was a very good tweet.
Did anyone like it?
No.
Did anyone retweet it?
No.
So, did anyone see it?
I don't know.
Okay, not the best tweet.
It's very good, though.
Okay.
It says, quote, excited to be joining the Twitter. This is RC laying down some sick tweeties. I'm really liking that we only get 140 characters. I really wish George R. R. Martin had the same limitation.
Oh, it's a sick burn.
Sick burn.
When you said you were laying down some sick tweeties, did you in fact lay down some plural tweets, or just that, just the one?
Oh boy, I should edit this tweet. A sick tweet.
Maybe you should just put up another tweet that says, and here's the other one.
That's true.
Now there's more than one.
All right, and here's...
Oh, you were just doing... Okay, great.
The other one, just so we officially
have... I can hear you typing tweeties. So loud. And I love it. And...
Send. Tweet was sent.
Oh, does it send tweets?
That's what it said.
It doesn't, like, post them. It sends them. Okay.
It sends tweets to everybody.
To all your followers. How many is there? Not even a porn bot, huh?
I don't know how to work this thing.
This is how come our social media sucks.
profile.
Okay, anyway, for the podcast that we just did, I was Marina Conover.
I'm Rhodes Conover.
Do we normally, like, say, like, goodbye? No. This is our name? No? Okay. I've been listening to other podcasts. Congratulations on listening. Have a good day. That's the end of the podcast. Is that the thing you say?
Yeah, that's the thing you say.
Now, apparently.
No, that's you.
This is the end?
Please leave.
No, you usually say this is the end and please leave. I think I just end up, I just say, like, hey, it's done, bye.
Yeah, I think that's right. We need to switch that up. Anyway, it's done now. Leave. God.